A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is your Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Do-do-do-do. Exciting and new. Ooh. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiancé.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiancé.
They know it!
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Sorry, you're not singing
the
my part, honey.
The key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gaze. Let's love.
Chicago!
Welcome, Chicago! Welcome!
Welcome! Where are sissies at?
Oh, they're all here!
How the hell is
everybody?
Someone just showed me your tits up there.
Oh,
my! Keep it on, honey.
Sir, please put that down.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Hello! Y'all, welcome to Lincoln Hall in fabulous Chicago.
Yes!
I've got to say, it was really nice that the weather...
You are so excited. You are like a sissy in a dick tree right now.
Dicks.
We're excited too. We're so happy that we chose the best time to come to this city.
This is the greatest time. Not only is it a frozen ice planet. I was walking through right near our hotel, and Maddie was walking right beside me. I thought, if it got too cold, I could kill him like that thing that Luke Skywalker rode.
And just slit me open.
I could take out his entrails and keep warm inside.
That noise he made. We had a sissy on Instagram who drove, tagged us and was like 16 degrees and had to pull over and get a Mountain Dew.
Fuck right off.
And I was like, that's some country stuff right there.
How do people live? How do people live? Honestly.
Backstage, because the heat comes on and then the air comes on. So Poodle goes, I'm hot. And then he throws off the jacket and he goes, I'm cold. And this is just happening for like an hour.
I don't think I'd be able to survive. I live in Los Angeles where I'm like a fern. You put me in the warm weather and the cold weather, I'm like,
it's true.
Y'all, we're so happy you're here.
Thank you for coming out, really.
Thank you for
braving
the Omicron. Yes. And we're so excited. This is actually the beginning of our
Live Laugh Live tour.
We did an LA show in November. Anybody? Oh my God, yes!
Wow, y'all were in LA? Were you on that party bus? You some freaky deaky motherfuckers.
I still have a little PTSD about what happened on the party
bus. Someone tweaked my nipple. Don't do that.
I still feel the hand on the small of my back.
That was descriptive.
Anyway.
It's nice to travel and get out of LA and where it's beautiful and, you know.
Into the middle of the country where COVID. raging like
but
wildfire.
But I will say, people are they are nicer here than L.A., I have to say.
I think so. People I are very so. Nice here.
I think so, too.
And the boys are hot. Oh,
he is so upset right now. I told him he can't hook up with anybody until tomorrow night after the second show.
And then it's a free-for-all.
Oh,
yes. Sidetrack. Thank you. They know me by name there. So we thought since we can welcome Chicago, we thought we'd have a really lovely song.
A really sweet song.
Sweet. And I know we agreed on something, but I've changed your idea.
What?
Yeah, I decided on a new song.
But what about the tech people? They don't know.
No, I told them. They know.
It better
Gary
have,
knows.
It better
no,
have
give it up,
Midwest.
Give it up for Gary in the booth.
Not Gary. His name's not Gary.
Otherwise known as Frank and Doug, but we're going to call them, as in Gary.
Does this song have Midwest values? Because that's
yes,
what we talked about.
This is a very sweet,
okay.
lovely song. It's a sincere love letter to a little town I like to call Shy. Trendy travelers tend to talk of London, Paris, Rome, New York.
That's an accent.
Like only they were stylish and unique. But out in the Midwest is a city I love the best.
Oh, I like this. This is sweet.
It's so smart that it starts with C-H-I-C. Chic.
It is chic. That's good. What? No! No! No!
Chicago, Illinois is like a shiny toy. The Prairie State is proud to state that it's pride and joy. The Windy City sweeps you clean off your feet.
Ooh!
Now don't bleat when you're knocking your flat this way and that on every downtown street. The White Sox and the Cubs and all the sporting clubs make living here a pretty nifty ploy. Beautiful boys strapping and corn-fed, all of them hung just like the poem said. When they say, hey, I'm from Chi, they mean Chicago, Illinois.
This is not what we agreed
upon. Come on, it's
upon.
Fun to be slutty. Come on, here we go.
Chicago, Illinois is like a shiny toy. The Prairie State is proud to say that it's pride and joy. The Windy City sweeps you clean off your feet.
Ooh.
Its charm is complete.
Ooh.
It's knocking you flat this way and that on every downtown street. The White Sox and the Cubs and all the sporting clubs make living here a pretty nifty lodge. Beautiful boys strapping and corn-fed,
all of them hung just like the porn it said.
I knew you'd get into it.
When they say, hey, I'm from Chi, they mean Chicago, Illinois. Chicago is a killer. They mean Chicago, Illa. C-H-I-C-A-G.
Oh, Illinois!
That was just for you.
Woo.
Just for you.
Whoa.
Now, we learned it today. That's why it looked like that.
Gary in the booth knows our rehearsal was a disaster.
But you know, we have a tech rehearsal, and one of the guys, and Doug, looked
just
over
goes,
and he just went, ooh, ooh, like somebody farted. But it was just us singing.
They've seen, like, Winger cover bands.
Yeah.
So they know. We had some dinner backstage.
You ate too much.
And I've just got to say, you know that phenomenon of too full to fuck? I was too full to dance.
Too full to dance.
Woo! Woo! Anyway, y'all, what's next?
I think it's time, right?
What do we do next?
I'd say let's do the...
Oh, I know. Let's
do
the podcast.
when I start making love.
Yeah, you might recognize this song. Making love. Ooh, I wonder if Gino and Jasmine played this. Right?
I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west, and I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. I be stroking.
Woo!
That's what it is.
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
I know all of you are asking the one question that's on the tip of everyone's tongue. Why are you not a trained dancer, and why aren't you working?
Oh, yeah.
That's what people are wondering.
That is what people are. That's not what people
I know.
It's not at all.
I know.
Y'all,
I want to put my feet on this.
Well, I don't think it's ours.
Rules!
I don't think we should do that. You would just walk out barefoot on this stage in a t-shirt and pajama pants.
I would.
With your fucking Ugg sandal.
I feel comfortable with them.
You do. Okay. So we're as
I take off my shoulders.
We want to say thank you very much because we know y'all had to be patient this week. So, but we're going to be covering Let's Talk About 90 Day Fiancé on Sunday.
What?
They had to wait a whole week for this.
But I thought you said we're going to talk about the show on Sunday.
The show from Sunday.
Oh, never mind.
See, nothing changes, y'all.
I like it how I just stumbled in here. Like,
yeah, just
I'm like, what show are we doing?
Too much food.
I'm like, are we doing a show in front of these people?
Yes, okay.
Strangely, I had a whole spreadsheet.
All right.
Burner. Y'all, we got a cringe tier update in Act 2, so don't worry.
Don't you worry.
Let's jump in. First of all, God bless B90.
God bless B90.
Before
who's enjoying the season?
Give it up for this motherfucking season.
So who's not enjoying this season?
You better know.
So a lot of people just don't want... Who has never watched this show and they don't know why they're here?
Woo!
Okay. This poor woman in the front is like, I'm never listening to my daughter-in-law again. Fuck this bitch.
This woman goes, I need to go home and pray for her.
She's like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I got to pray for her.
What's happening?
All right. Should we tell them who we're discussing so
yes,
they know?
Yes, we're going to tell you. God, I'm sweating.
You're sweating like a whore in church.
I know.
It's that food.
I'm too full to fuck and too full to dance.
You are.
But here we go. Y'all, we are covering on this. Here, you got it right in front of you.
Yeah,
so
yeah. We're going to talk about Mike and Ximena today.
Oh,
I know.
30 square yards of head. That's all I see. Stop. I swear to God. The image of him doing cunnilingus on her with that will never leave my mind.
I'm sorry. Boom. Y'all, also, we're going to talk about Kim and Soulja Boy.
Skin to skin.
Yes. And then I think I got this right. We are going to be talking about Panama.
Yeah, Panama.
Gino and Jasmine.
Gino and Jasmine.
Okay, let's jump in. Oh, yes, Gino. Okay.
Okay, so I've already said this is my favorite franchise. Of all of them.
I love it too.
Because it's just the nut bars. But you also see the people who are kind of starting out and they might make it that are so far.
Who in this season? Yeah, who's going to make it this one?
Oh, he's a fucking con. I love to watch him though. I have a theory and I'm not saying it now. Maybe I'm just a lover. Maybe I'm just a romantic. That's the right response. I had a thought that Ximena and Mike might find some common ground. Because I think he'll accept so much. That's why I think.
Or
so,
get walked on.
Yeah. You know what? Some people make it work that way.
I think it's important to make it to know the same language. That's just like
okay. Let's dig
basics.
In. Let's dig in. So. Y'all, he's at the airport. And the last week kind of said, is she gonna be there? Yes, she's there.
That was a tease. She showed up.
And they kiss, and he says he's super happy, and she's like, he's shorter than normal. She's trying her best, y'all. She went to an acting school because that one's got a real poker face on her.
Yes.
Mike
looks like, I mean, he looks like he's just smiling. So, and he's like, I'm very happy. And all he keeps saying to her is just, te amo. That's all he knows.
All I could think of is that, like, Teddy Ruxpin kind of, I'm your best friend. Te amo. Teddy Ruxpin, can you hold me at sleep at me help us sleep at night? Te amo. Te amo. You're my best friend.
You're my best.
It was
friend.
Just a creepy. The constant te amoing bothered me.
There was a lot of te amoing.
I agree. I mean, I know you're happy to be there and you're socially awkward and everything, but take it down a couple notches.
And she also said, there'll be better kisses. That woman's kind of like, it was just like a peck.
I've got to say, he speaks a little Spanish, though. It's more Portuguese than Paul. It's more Korean than Devin. So,
that's
I got to give that to him a little bit. Gino doesn't speak any Spanish, but it's fine because it seems like Jasmine's pretty fluent in English. I think at least Mike has tried. However, when he gets to the family home, we're going to talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
There's a different thing. So, y'all, they're in the car.
They're in the car.
And he's like, they're driving down the highway.
Finally found my way. Don't come back until you learn English.
Learn English.
Barbecue sauce.
That kind of hurts. So,
I'm sorry, mother-in-law. You're so confused.
She's like, is that Applebee's? I love their riblets.
Love their riblets.
So
they're driving to the car. And so Jimena's been like kind of even keel. I mean, she hasn't like shown any crazy or anything yet. But did you notice when Mike got that phone call?
Yeah, but I think she's like, who is that? I think the camera took it weird. He did not want her to think it was someone sketch.
Yes.
So he was more worried about her. And he's like, oh, it's just my dad. He's like, you're not going to answer it? Oh, it's fine. We'll talk about it. We actually have the audio.
Yeah, we have the voicemail. The voicemail that was left.
That was left by his dad.
And his grandfather.
By Mike's dad and grandfather.
I
as they were sitting
names.
There.
Lou and Sue, I forget.
Carmine and Horatio.
Horatio, that's not it.
Dad and Grandpa Mike.
Somebody knows.
So, hello, hey. This is Mike. Please leave a message.
He's not here yet. It's a recording. It's not him yet, Dad.
What?
Not him yet.
I can't hear you.
You can't talk until the message is there, Dad.
What?
All right, you can talk now.
Is he calling?
Mike.
What?
Mike.
What?
Mike. I'm talking to Mike.
No, you
no,
call it.
I'm calling Mike. Is he in Panama?
Who's Panama?
No, he's not Panama. That's the wrong person.
Who's
he's
Panama?
He's in Colombia. I'm an asshole.
My. You are an asshole.
It's a son, Mike. Sorry, I got confused.
I need some more coffee.
What? Wait, you already had three cups today. It gives you the shits, Dad.
Yeah, I told you. We're not going to do
no,
this.
Yeah,
we're
I'm not, not no,
yeah.
I'm not doing that. Ah, Mike, call us. Did you make it? We don't know.
Never too young to kiss your grandpa. And scene. I need them on Pillow Talk.
I want them on Pillow Talk. For sure.
Anyway, they're sitting in that car with just silence.
Just awkward silence. And you think at least when they go to his family, there won't be awkward silence.
Before that, they're at the restaurant.
Oh, I forgot about
and
that
she's
part.
Sitting there. This is when he says she says, "Yeah, does your dad know he's here?" And he just kind of stares, and Jimena does this thing where she just goes,
"Well, I think she's crying."
I wrote, that was the moment everything that was in theory became real.
Oh.
When she went, so I can get this guy who's buying me everything and I can make it work. I can rationally make myself fall in love with this guy, that he's been so generous and so helpful and can take my, he can be a father to my kids. And she was like, I've made a terrible mistake. I've convinced myself, I'm worse than him into what he thought I could be.
I think she was just annoyed.
Well, but that moment where she just went, and I said, this happens, honey. Like, if I have a Grindr hookup over.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's a little awkward at first. We may not really speak the same language. But I tell you what you do is, if you're a little awkward, you don't have a lot of talk, you just kind of grab them. Here, I'll kind of show you.
Somebody's mother-in-law is here. I just want to remind you that.
You're just sitting there on the couch with them.
What's happening?
And you just kind of go, I'm glad you came over. And then you make out with them. And guess what? Then your body does the talking.
Wow.
So that's all you need
to say.
To ain't need no translator app for okay. your body. Can I get an amen?
Wow. By the
way. There's some sluts out there tonight. Hey, welcome,
there
sluts.
Are. Speaking of sluts, who brought their husband tonight? Oh,
ooh.
Boy.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah,
well,
I see a few.
Again, the area for Poodle's playpen that I had set aside was called a fire hazard yet again.
Yet again.
Even though it's -4 outside. So you'll have to line up outside here, and I'll...
Just remember, it's not cheating if it's with Poodle.
So they are... They're just they're kind the, of like, they're going to go back to
his. So they, yeah, they go to the families. Right?
And y'all,
is that where we are? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everyone in his her family is there. Not really. It's just she has a big family. And he goes in like this.
It's like Meet the Fockers. They're just all there just waiting for him. And he's like, And he's just kind of sitting
going,
there.
Te amo.
Te amo.
Te amo.
And he's just kind of going in. Do you know? You know what I mean? Like, he's just kind of going in on himself. And I think that's where he was like, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah.
This is real now. And y'all, she brings out her kids.
Oh, and like, this she was brings out painful.
Young kids. They're hugging him. And then he's like rubbing one of the kids' back.
I love you.
Now,
y'all, I promise.
I love you.
This is where...
I love you.
I don't think he meant anything of it, but...
No,
God, this was hard to watch.
I don't think he's creepy. I think he's sad. Right? I think Mike is sad.
Now, I want to say, one of the kids said, and this kind of broke my cold, cold heart. One of the kids said, I want Mike to be my stepfather. Because he's the best boyfriend my mother's ever had.
Who has she been dating? Narco? What
no.
the fuck?
One of them was consumed. Was.
Oh yeah, she's in love with the guy that beat the shit out of the person who's in prison now.
One of them was literally conceived in a conjugal visit at the prison.
You would have them if you could.
Which is kind of hot, right?
You would have them if you could, and his name would be Quentin after San Quentin. That's what that baby's name would be.
Ooh. So he starts giving them gifts, and there's like a little fireman hat. The family is still just like, okay, we're kind of into this.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Your microwave's nice, so we're good with that. And the family's like, we're not really sure about him. The translator's not really doing what
it should
do.
The translator app, it's y'all. Who remembers Miss Translator from Devin and Jihoon? I'm going to make incorrect interpretations.
But he's like, I'm so happy to meet your family.
The world is beautiful. Die, everyone, die.
Okay.
Love you.
I love you.
Tomato.
Y'all, they need to... anyone who's ever seen this show needs to never buy one of those fucking
never
translator apps.
Never buy one of those
apps.
Translator apps. We need to get one and use it in the show.
It looks like Eevee from WALL-E,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Eevee.
Anyway, so the kids are going to bed, and the kids are cock-blacking them majorly. Because they're just
they just want to fuck.
They want to funk. And
it's
all
young ones up.
I want to give her the best pleasure possible. Y'all. First of all, y'all, we all know, looking at Mike, that he can't fuck.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
No.
He's a firefighter. He's used to hard work. Who thinks Mike can fuck? Okay, I'm wrong.
Who knows Mike can't fuck?
Okay.
You know what, though? He's got her an oven. That's all I've got to say.
He got her oven, a refrigerator, I think a Ninja.
And you know what? You just do one of get him to buy you an oven, and then go see somebody on the side. Go to your prison.
I think she might.
I just
might,
said something really terrible.
Yeah,
so.
But she might. Well, she's got to go see the baby's father, yeah. The youngest one. So, her kids are real cute, though,
anyway,
aren't they?
They.
I feel bad.
The kids are cute.
I feel bad at that part because I thought, this isn't going to work out.
But no,
I think that's why I want it to work out, because those kids are going to get their heart broken.
I still think it's either them or Caleb and Alina might have the best chance. I know,
boy,
I know. But y'all, you have to admit, I'm saying those two and these two, everyone else is a fucking disaster.
I don't know. I know, like, you said this about her, but you said last episode, you said Memphis was probably the saddest person on the show.
Oh,
and she's a train wreck. But I don't know. Mike makes me sadder, right?
No. Memphis is the most disturbed person on the show.
Yeah.
If Hamza marries Memphis, it will be the biggest sham marriage.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen.
But no, I think Memphis has the most baggage, the most, and just reenacting everything in her childhood. And
yeah.
That's why Mike is a good soul, I believe. But
I just want to fulfill her fantasies. Her fantasies.
But here's the thing, though. He will be anything. Fantasies. He will be anything she wants him to be.
Yeah.
And he will be happy with it. I'm like doing a skin to skin. He will be anything he wants it to
skin
be.
Skin to skin.
We'll get to her. We'll get to her.
But
we'll get to her.
Skin to skin.
Why are you breathing? Why are you breathing? Are you breathing?
Anyway, but they do say, I'm very tired. And so they seem to want to go down and lay in bed. And then you hear, yeah!
And the lights come on.
And the translator app goes, te amo.
Te amo. Te mato.
Oh, Jesus.
So
y'all,
I think that's all I have for Mike and Jimena. That's all I have.
I'm serious. I really do believe.
Thank you for applauding for that. I don't know why, but I appreciate it.
They have the best chance of all of them. Because what else is there? I think Caleb and Alina. Yeah, that's and the reason why there is I think we've been sold down the river with both of them. They're going to change a lot by the end of the season. I have a feeling.
Nope.
I love how people are so divided on these people.
Oh, Caleb and Alina divides people. Well, maybe.
But you know who doesn't divide people?
Hello. Do you like my red hair? Am I not stunning? Do you treat her the way a gentleman treats her?
Someone is in love with Elijah.
Even though I am shitty to everyone, I go to sit over here.
I think he's on Cameo now.
He's saying a version. I sent it about 10 sets. He sent it to me on Instagram of "Have yourself a merry little Christmas."
Oh,
let
he
your
did.
Heart be light. From now on, travel to the
lot
sound
of
sound.
Didn't listen to the Judy one. A lot of riffing. Who's next?
It
Who
wasn't
we
good.
Say?
You have it right there.
Well, I wrote down the same one, so I don't know. I think we're supposed to do
Memphis. No.
I think we're supposed to do Ella, right? Isn't that who we
no.
said? I don't
no.
remember. Who did I say we're doing? Oh, I said Kim and Usman, didn't I?
That's last.
That's okay, we'll do them last.
I think it was Memphis then.
Okay, let's do Memphis. I don't remember. We didn't say her.
We're splitting these up between the two shows.
We'll do the rest.
So you will. Oh, we are doing. We said we were going to do Gino.
We did say. We said Kim and Usman and Gino. That's it. Kim and Usman, and
that's it. Thank you.
God,
thank
you're. You. See, this time when you scream at your radio, we actually hear you.
And in the front, she's going, ah.
It's Puddles, Matt. It's Puddles the fucking clown.
That's what
Is his name Bitsy?
I just got so many messages about that. All right, so let's talk about Kim and Usman, shall we?
Yales. So
can't have swollen ankles. I can't have swollen ankles. I need the skin.
In the sexiest scene so far in the season.
I need my titties and I need my big eyes to be the biggest.
Has anybody seen my orthopedic back pillow?
Nothing.
Y'all, I mean, I can't blame her. Like I have a wedge pillow and a humidifier by my hotel room right now. But come on, honey, you out your league. You out your league.
Well, it's the other thing is she has. It's unfortunate that she has absolutely done everything but throw her crotch in his face.
You saw me in my 20s.
Yeah.
It sometimes works.
I'm still going to do it. Yeah. But as I said before, the only action she was going to get in that last episode is if she actually put the laptop in her pants.
Yeah.
Then he would have had to touch her there.
She could put a PlayStation controller up her gooch.
That's true.
And it vibrates.
Yo, that's the only way she's
vibrates.
Getting any action.
It's good for everybody. PlayStation. That's what it does.
So
she says, I'm ready to secure this relationship. I'm going to secure this relationship.
By icing my ankle
and going to a team
meeting.
And
guess what? He's inviting me to a meeting today. I am such a part of his inner circle.
Nothing.
I'm meeting with Badmust and Slam T.
I don't understand this. Like, he's made no effort to try and be with you, Kim. Right?
But she's sitting here like this.
And
like, hold his hand.
It would literally be like, you telling a trick. Hey, I do a podcast. I want you to sit on stage and don't say a word while I do a show. That is not an idea for you to do.
Possible.
No.
Ooh, new show idea.
No. But it is. It's just so... She's just a tag-along.
Yeah, and so he is... They're talking about... Before she gets there, they're talking about Badmuth and Slam T. They are talking about... They're talking about the gifts he's got. They're like, wow, that's great, bro. And he's like, so we could have a date with you with Rosary, the biggest. And was it lost on no one, Rosary? You didn't get that, did you?
Oh.
I knew it, but I brought it up.
Oh,
here we go.
Rosary.
Like Rosary.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.
Do it in skin-to-skin voice, though.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. Pray for sinners.
Rosary.
Skin-to-skin sinners.
Stop!
And at the hour of our
skin. Now I don't like it. I'm sorry I brought it up. Okay, so Kimberly, she shows up, and she's like, because Rosary is a big star in Tanzania. She wants to meet him. She can help him out with stuff. And she comes up right, she's like, hey, grabs his hand.
Okay, did you see the way she came up to him? She, like, if I was dating somebody, I'd be like, hey, Usman. And she's like, hey, Soulja Boy.
Hey, Soulja Boy.
And I'm like, and she's wearing a Tiffany special. You know what I mean? She's got the cutouts. I mean, someone at Cato's has a, like, contact of a producer at 90 Day Fiancé.
Limited to.
For women over 50. Or, like, that are dating men too younger. I don't know. I still think Tiffany should make that line. I kind of would buy it.
Oh, show your shoulders are your best at. That's their mind.
Shoulders McGee, do it.
So, anyway, she's like, why'd you want to, I'm going to come to your date. Why'd you breathe like that? Why'd you breathe like that when you heard me?
Because she's starting to think that Slam T and Badmus.
They're trying to set me up.
That they're trying to set her up.
The paranoia. That's why she's gonna wind up being a clown this season.
It's like he's a presidential candidate, and they're worried about polling. I'm like, this is Soulja Boy.
Someone may take a picture of Soulja Boy.
May take a picture. I'm like,
with this goblin.
I mean,
and we can't let that happen.
Maybe he's
because then his sales will go all pad all over the world. We will not sell those two EPs.
Yes, y'all, because he does not that he does not make that much on Cameo. He does not. We found that out from a sissy who worked at Cameo.
Yeah.
Who spilled the tea.
Yeah. I won't say who makes the most of all the Dottie Day people.
No.
No. No, it's not. It should be,
Big
but
Pred.
It's not. It's fucking Big
Pred. Makes
Do
like
not ever buy anything from him.
$600,000 a year on Cameo. Darcy only makes $128. Yes.
I know.
I made $82
last
cameos.
Year. Now, granted, she may not get to them, and she probably will not be sober during
yeah.
them.
Poodle made like $200, but he gave his password to some guy, and now he's in... Yeah. In,
now
he's involved in Bitcoin.
Now it's... And somehow I bought a Shakey's
yes.
in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't
Not
know.
Not sure how that happened, but yeah.
So they're telling her, they're like, so this team meeting, we want you to meet Rosa Ree. And
I'm so glad I made that. I made you happy.
We want you to meet Rosa Ree, and she's a Tasmanian star. And Kim's like, is it a date? Is it a date? And Uzon's like, it's not a date. It's not a date. Maybe you should go by yourself.
This is like she was given an improv till to be a jealous yep. girlfriend in high yes. school. So, word is jealous girlfriend.
Oh yep. yep.
And, it's ridiculous.
And Uzon, I think this is kind of smart of Uzon. I think he's
he's crazy like a fox.
He's like, yeah. I want you to go with me. So that way you know nothing can happen. I want you to be included. Because he learned from BGL
yeah.
that there's no, that she was going to go to everything.
She just
I'm
going
to go to this meeting with Rosa Ree. And I swear to Jesus Christ, if you raw dog her at that table, that is an American way to put in a dick. It's raw dogging. U.S. raw dog. Doesn't happen in Tanzania. They use condoms. I don't.
Lord. Oh, Lord. I wish we'd... y'all, she's still popping up like a troll on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Going, Kimberly, I raw dogged him the first night.
I raw you.
I'm like, get away, you crone.
Get away.
Banish. I bind you from doing harm.
So
God.
They're going to go. So she's going to go on this date. She's like, I just wanted to know if something's going on wrong there. I'm going to flip the table because that's what I do. I flip tables.
This seriously, there's no empathy to be had anymore. It's done.
You kind
like,
of,
she's going to be a troll the rest of the season.
She's already going to show her
we're
ass.
Already seeing, she's already going to show her ass.
Yeah,
it's
going to
happen.
Ass.
We're not going to be able. I liked her relationship with her mom. I thought she was going to be a good caretaker, but now she's like.
Well, I think
be,
she's a good caretaker. I think she's a horrible girlfriend.
Yeah. So, y'all, we do go to the Rosa Ree meetup.
We
in
do.
This.
At a place called something that Poodle used to call his asshole, Secret Garden.
Or the famous novel that I found in Mother Poodle's drawer called My Secret Garden.
Oh.
Erotic stories.
Well, we know where you get it.
Cheaper, did you go in my drawer? I found something all out of place. My socks with the little cotton balls on them weren't where I thought they would be. Cool.
She would die if she knew you said that in a podcast.
She would. She absolutely would. I the podcast, I told the story about the oven at Christmas and a couple others. And my mother, I talked to my mother later on, and I was talking about, I said, you know, the oven. I said, has the oven gotten better? She's like, I bet you were all over telling that story. Did you make me sound ridiculous? I'm like, well, I kind of told it how I was. I'm sure. The text that she sent me about that, the text was, she sent me another one just yesterday. I don't have my phone, or I would read it.
Oh God!
But I am going to be reading more Mother Poodle texts.
Yes, we're going to get them. So they're at the secret garden. And Kim's like, "Why are you meeting this woman? Why are you meeting her?" And so she says, which she's not wrong. She says he should be prioritizing. I can't say the word. Prioritizing me. I'm just going to say it. And
prioritizing.
I'm prioritizing.
For a minute,
prioritizing me.
For a minute, I had one of those moments where you're like, wait, how do you say that word?
You don't know.
Did you ever have those?
I don't know.
It's like, wait, that word isn't said that way. And I was like, wait, is it prioritizing? But then the nasty bitch in me went, no, it's prioritizing.
Well, she's there. She's there. So
she's always there.
It's not that I think she's valid per se to think that, but I just think she has no idea of the business. And so.
No.
I mean, I would know.
Not like slam tea and badness.
Yeah. If somebody, she just, I don't know. Sometimes I feel sorry for her because I'm like, honey, you thought this was going to be some kind of romantic getaway. Literally, he's not going to even, I mean, I don't think he's ever going to stay in her room.
She's going to be, I guarantee you, by the end of the season, she's going to be a monster. She's going to be awful in a tell-all. I can just see her coming for everybody.
I think she's going to be a monster, but I think she's also going to be a monster because Usman's going to fucking string her along.
Oh, yeah.
And not commit at all.
But this is the worst person to be on the show, too. Someone who she's desperate. She thinks this is her last shot.
She does.
And she's going to wind up also, she's not really on social media a lot now. If she gets on social media, watch out. Ooh. It's going to be ugly.
Well, her son could teach her.
Ooh. Oh, son Jamal. Boy. Jesus.
Oh, so, mama
anyway,
likey.
She's like at the table. She's like, am I the grandma? Am I the grandma? So, Rosary comes up. She's
yes,
like,
you're the grandma.
Y'all, Lisa's, I call her Lisa. Kim's face.
Rose, y'all, I don't know if you watch this episode.
Rosary's gorgeous.
Rosary's fucking gorgeous. Not like just pretty, like
ridiculously
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Like, unbelievably beautiful.
And she starts speaking, and she's like, I want maji, water. And Usman goes, oh, your tongue is so sweet.
Good.
Swahili. I love Swahili.
What are you saying about her tongue? Have you been skin to skin with her? Because I told you, we're only skin to skin.
Y'all, it's...
And then you can stick it in.
As soon as he said that about her tongue, she was just like... and so she's basically, and then Rosary should be a politician.
Class act.
She said, she's like, so why, I know why I'm here and why you're here, but why is Kim here?
Well, the soldier boy asked me to come over.
Because
I'm a fan.
I'm a fan.
I'm a fan.
I'm a potential. I'm a potential.
I'm a potential. I'm a potential.
Have you ever heard a sadder term?
Who travels to another continent because they might be a potential girlfriend?
To read the bank account first, maybe. Ooh, it's those oligarchs.
You wouldn't do that though if you hadn't seen the bank account.
That's true.
I don't care if it
full
was a
credit report
dick.
And bank account. Yep. So they're talking, and Rosary goes, "That's so beautiful," without missing a beat.
And you see kind of Kim go, what? And the next thing you know, she knows the best thing is to get Kim on my good side.
Yeah.
And I don't think Rosary has any... She doesn't want to be with Usman.
No. She wants to be on the show.
She's like a 10, and he's like a 2.
He's like a 4. I'd say...
No.
I don't want him either. I've just known 2s.
Yeah. Because he doesn't.
Wow.
Because he doesn't
because
have.
I'm a slut.
You're a slut. Because if you use your gift, it's not that great.
Yeah, 2 sluts right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we fucked 2s. I fucked a 2.
I mean,
not proud of it.
Wow.
Gotta know a 2 before you can know a 10. Okay.
Oh. Wow.
I feel like all of a sudden I'm like on the Marsha Warfield show. I'm just like, yeah, talking about sex. I don't think Marsha Warfield ever had a show.
I'm so sorry.
But she should have. Well, that's an old reference. Sorry, go ahead.
And then, you guys, you forget. I mean, it's just that baby girl Lisa is just too self-destructive.
But Usman is he really is a pretty master con.
Yeah,
because
he is.
They're sitting there.
I kind of admire it a little bit.
And they're getting along, and Rosa Ree's like, so more fan or what? And then Usman just says, well, you know, she's here. She's a potential. Maybe marriage.
Maybe marriage. And y'all.
What? 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 Marith? Be your wife? Skin to skin every day? I would do that. I would do that for the boy.
The most beautiful sound I've ever heard. Marriage.
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 That's going to string her for at least 2 weeks now.
But do you notice that he said that because he's talking about the fucking visa? That's why he brought up marriage.
Yeah.
It's not, he said marriage before there was a relationship. That's, and he knew, oh, oh, God.
Wait, what?
Anyway, she's like, I just know that Badmuth and Slam T are the ones who put him up to this.
Badmuth and Slam T, I like Rosa Ree. That rhymes.
What?
Badmuth and Slam T, but I like Rosa Ree. That's what she said.
Y'all. That's Kim and Usman.
That's Kim and Usman.
That is it for the first act.
Yes.
But before we go, we're going to read some.
Yes, we're going to do some. Let's do some shout outs,
we're
Poodle.
We're doing some shout outs.
Let's do some shout outs. All right.
You know you make me want to shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on,
clogging
boots. Don't forget to say you will.
Thank you, Gary.
All right, this is some shout outs that people had dropped us a line.
They're shorter than the first show.
So this is you have the first one.
Oh, okay. I'm just fixing my paper.
Okay.
All right, this shout out says, I wish Kate had been my date tonight.
That's it.
Sorry, Kate.
Ross, thanks for coming and giving me this divorce pic dick.
Boy,
I'm starting
that
over.
Up. Yeah, fuck that up.
Skin to skin.
Skin to skin.
Ross, thanks for coming and giving this divorced dick pig more orgasms than she'd ever dreamed. Danielle! Yes!
Where is Ross? Where Woo! Is Ross? Wow, look at Ross. Wow.
You can definitely wow. line up at the
Ooh, Poodle,
rear of the building.
Use the gift.
I can't see.
Ooh. Oh, Ooh. I think it's pretty big. All right.
This is why these take so long.
That's true. This says, thank you, Poodle and Maddie, for giving me lots of laugh this year. Love you, boys. Amber.
To all the sissies who are able to see Maddie and Poodle live, lucky P.S. Florida sucks. April.
To the people who cannot come to the show because of COVID, who work in healthcare.
Oh, that's
sweet.
It.
That's the sentence. It kind of didn't make sense. But the people that are working healthcare right now, we love them.
This is from Eliza.
Yes, applaud for
this. So this is Chicago, huh? Is it cold? Are y'all having fun at least? Love you, bye.
It's very cold, Eliza. Dear Schmoopy, I love you more than Maddie loves his black honey lip gloss. I'm wearing it right now.
I know you are.
Where are my black honey sissies at? Yeah! There we go. Says, love you, love your pumpkin.
Dearest Carlos.
Uh-oh. I hope he's not here.
Thank you for enduring the 90-day dumpster fire with me. Love your dick pig, Ariel.
Is Carlos here tonight?
Yes!
Oh, wow. Boy.
Oh, yeah, Carlos.
All right.
You're in the club.
To Matt and Jake, my rays of sunshine in this PPD journey. Love you guys, Jackie.
Jackie.
Who's Jackie, our Facebook moderator?
Hey, Chicago teachers, stay safe and stay strong.
We believe in you. Yes, Chicago teachers. They had a strike. I was watching on the... Okay.
Yeah, I love it like you don't... I don't know a goddamn thing going on
okay.
in the world.
Well, I didn't know. Oh, wait.
They had a strike, did you know?
Hold on.
Carl! Shooter, Shooter, don't tell Daddy I went to go see the gays. He don't want me to get the Omicron.
Omicron?
Yeah.
That's her TV.
Yeah, yeah.
The Omicron.
She thinks the next disease is called Zenith.
God bless her.
God bless her.
Where am I? Oh, Maddie, the NSYNC version of Sailing is amazing. Thanks and love y'all. Lily from Detroit.
All right. Hey, sister. Thanks for not saying... What's that word?
She was busy. She was busy.
Thanks for not saying she was busy, and now we are here. Keep going, Queens. Love, Jen.
The same thing next. I'll just read that one. So this one says... Same time. Love your extreme sister, Chris. And this one just says...
Solar Power 1959. I don't know what that means. You read the last one.
Shout out to my amazing daughter and nurse at St. David's Medical Center in Austin.
Yes, yes, our medical sissies. I have a one person. Y'all, I want to shout out. I got a surprise tonight. My brother, Brian, and my sister-in-law are here tonight. They're sitting up there somewhere. They surprised me, flew all the way in.
And I helped.
I have to say, my boyfriend, our booking manager, my brother, my sister-in-law, and Poodle, they had formed this elaborate thing to get my father here tonight. So, Dad's in the hospital, though. He's getting better, but he's in the hospital. So, I just wanted him to see a live show. But this bitch was at the beginning of all of it, and I didn't even know. So anyway, so a special shout out. So if you're out there, talk to my brother.
Are
ask
you
him
wearing
about
mascara?
Barbecue. Yes, I'm wearing mascara. Thank you, bitch.
So y'all, this is the end of the first act. We'll be back.
Buy those shirts so
go
we don't have to carry those duffel bags.
To God, I'm throwing them out of the Uber on the way to the airport.
Y'all grab a drink and we'll see you after the second
half. See you
half,
in 15:20.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, We've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
I have
feelings. Get into this.
Let's do this.
Yo, let's.
We're going off the rails.
Let's go back to the podcast.
All right. Yes.
Yo, yo, yo.
I guess I'm just going to dance.
Oh, yeah. There's a musical number.
And a French princess.
And we're not
too
singing.
Hot to handle, y'all.
We're singing Too Hot to Handle? Oh, no.
Too
we don't.
Hot to Handle.
We don't know this one.
You don't even know what show we're in.
I was like, are we singing this, too? I'm singing up.
I like it how you're tired, so you went and sat down.
I'm just like, I'm...
We're normally supposed to be up here in the blocking of the show, and she just went.
What are you talking about? Well, you threw this adoption show.
Oh, I'm telling you, it is so fucked up. I'm going to watch
it. We got to move on.
Oh, who we just... watch? Oh, this is.
Yes, yes.
this. Oh, hello, Gino.
I slept great.
Take your hat off. You slept good, Gino?
Welcome to Panama.
All right.
Panama.
Panama.
Panama Canal.
So, y'all, here's the deal.
My favorite Latin American country.
They just fucked. They just had sex. And this is the morning afterwards. So, they just fucked. And so, they're in bed. And they're starting, you know, they're having this conversation. However, we have secured an exclusive clip here at Reality Gaze, some audio.
We're reading the...
We have the scene after Gino and Jasmine both orgasmed in bed at 4 in the morning after 4 hours of lovemaking.
We had no blue pills.
We sent a child in there who goes by no name, and he recorded it for us in the dark.
We give to you this scene. And action.
Oh, yeah. Gino, why do you can't stop laughing. You can't stop laughing, Gino.
That was so good. Oh, I'm Gino. So glad.
Gino, I'm so surprised the way you make love.
And I didn't need any blue pills.
You didn't need no blue pills. Oh, who needs a blue pill?
You don't need a blue pill.
No, my Gino. Oh, you rode me like a palomino in the ocean.
I did.
I thought you'd be like a wet seal, but you were more like just a
I was your stallion.
I was your big
stallion. Yeah.
Yes, Gino. Yes. Do it again, Gino. Do it. Oh, that laugh. It make me crazy. 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 Take off your hat.
No.
And see. Just like that, y'all. Just like that.
Now, she did say he did take off his hat when it was dark.
And I rubbed it.
And it was like
a baby. The baby. Like a baby.
Hint to Jasmine, never something you want to say. It was soft like a baby. Anyway. They're going to go to Old Town Panama.
Going to Old Town
Panama.
I just want to say, she did say, he is a good kisser. I'm kind of surprised. he was savage.
He was exactly what was, I wanted him to
how
be.
How is Gino savage? Yeah, sorry, you tried to go over this. I'm still talking about the fucking. How is Gino savage in bed? This is my question. Let me clarify. What is savage sex to Gino?
There we go.
Desperate.
I think he's putting on his best. I think if he goes, she thinks it's, I went too far, didn't I?
You went too far.
I looked at your face and it's like.
Like, is there choking involved?
I don't, no, no, no.
Is there
no,
lots of
nothing
cunnilingus?
That kinky. No, no,
no. No.
I think Jasmine is a big talker.
You think? Okay.
I think it's all talk.
You don't think
with
she's
her.
Pegging him?
No. Here's
mother-in-law. That's when a woman puts a strap-on dick on and fucks a guy in the ass. Just so you know.
Got to be careful with these chairs. Y'all may want to retire this one.
Did
after
she
we're
just
done.
Say been there, done that? What? All right, mom.
So, but no. Here's what's pegging. My question is, I think Jasmine, if you saw pictures of her before plastic surgery.
Yeah, she looks different.
Jasmine is still that person inside.
I agree with that.
And so this is an act. So anything Jasmine can do to be the Sofia Vergara kind of knockoff, that very sexual persona, she can. And I think there's a very, because you guys, people who are that suspicious about people for cheating, they're a mess inside.
Yeah.
And so it's all part of it. So she's going to say, of course he was wonderful. Yes.
That's
he
true.
He was so, and so he, it's all psychology.
He was like a
didn't you get her degree?
I said, Gino, old McDonald had a bun. E-I-E-I-O. What did that dog say, Gino? What did
that dog say, Gino? On that phone, he had a boner. Boner, bone me, Gino.
Yes, bone me, Gino. With a Here.
And then E there. Here the O.
There the
E. O E. We gotta move on.
So yes, they are. They're going to
Old Town, Panama.
Old Town looks beautiful.
It does.
Like, it looks so good. It looks
old fashioned.
Old fashioned.
As in, it was built. Oh, this was built before the old fire department.
I was like,
in my neighborhood.
Pollyanna is old fashioned. This is like beautiful
old
and historical.
World, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So y'all.
They go in this store. It's
this
like a little,
is when the crazy starts.
It's like this little tchotchke store, like the kind you'd see on like Hollywood Boulevard. Maybe y'all have them here on Magnificent Mile. I don't know.
This is
you just buy like Chicago souvenirs, shit like that.
This is a cheap souvenir shop with things made in China.
Yeah.
That's all this is. So she is going with mass produced.
I love that
stuff.
One guy said, yeah, like he's a
Been
buyer
there.
Of cheap shit.
Like no,
he's
I'm saying,
like, yeah, like, I just ordered a pallet for my work. It's a couple of delays. Yeah,
no,
that's it.
I just want to make a distinction. This is not a handcrafted shop from stuff from Panama City.
No.
This is refrigerator magnets. They say, Panama City, that tourists buy.
There
this
was,
is not
there,
nice
there was
stuff.
A, there was the 3D model of the actual Panama Canal that I kind of enjoyed. It was
you
informative.
Would buy anything.
It's informative.
So anyway... She's
it's
looking
the
around.
It's the World Trade Epicenter.
And she just coos. She's like, instead of having these terrible things of your travels, why don't you have things of my country and not your stupid ex-wife?
And like, it's like the lighting went red. And then we find out, y'all, his ex-wife is from Brazil. And, so
and his whole
has
house got Brazil all over it.
I mean, everything. They showed pictures of his house.
She decorated it. So, of course it does.
And so she says, and Gino says, well, I don't know if you really need to say anything bad about my ex-wife.
Why? She's stupid.
And she's like, well, you shouldn't say that. Shouldn't say she's stupid.
What do you like
and
her?
She goes,
do you like her?
Fine.
You have something with this wife.
She is intelligent and perfect. Fine, Gino. Fine. You go and fuck her like a seal.
I can't get enough of Jasmine.
I love her.
For it. I would watch a whole show with Jasmine. So she says, I don't want to live in someone else's house decorated with someone else's country. So we're going to decorate your house with stuff from this shop.
This shitty shop.
No handcrafted.
This is not the Panama
this
West
this refrigerator Elm. Magnet.
Oh, God.
How about this piece of fabric that says Panama is for lovers? It's perfect.
Perfect. It's perfect. Wow.
It's terrible. You're not going to find anything in this
you
store.
You put this on your fridge and it shows you are mine.
And then she says, Gino says, I don't talk about my exes with Jasmine because
I have learned that.
Really mad. She didn't once talk to me after a day.
We don't talk about ghosts from the past.
She leans over and she whispers really, Gina, we are going to forget about all the ghosts. They are dead.
They are dead.
Because they are ghosts.
They are ghosts.
You get it? They are dead. Ghosts.
My little seal.
Like those dogs or seals.
That was a bad seal sound.
That sounds like that's not a good seal.
That was a bad seal sound, yes.
Agree. So
you got it. That was a metal one.
Anyway, he says the final
big surprise.
The final thing
surprise.
Is Jasmine doesn't know that I'm friends with some of my exes.
That's gonna be that's gonna be worse than Grandma Hazel beat that woman with the chili can. Right? My brother will testify to that. That happened. Beat her with the chili can.
Y'all. So, we're going to go on to another part of the show. This is a game. We're going to play a game.
Yes, but it's just for y'all.
So, this is called Impression Face Off.
Okay. Oh, all right. Got stuff. Don't fuck this up. Don't you do it.
Oh, that's better.
Yes, why would you put it like that?
That's better. We're good roadies.
Perfect. We are roadies. Okay.
So, y'all, this
we're
going
to play a game.
This is a game. We're actually going to decide who's going to play this game by... Have you heard us talk on the podcast about getting reality gayed? In other words, that's when all of a sudden your Bluetooth just on your headphones decides to switch.
And you hear a poodle talk about getting ramrodded like a flank steak.
Yeah, or something about the Russian dick song. Dick, 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 dick. And you're like with your youth pastor.
Oh, Cheryl. Cheryl, I'm sorry. Oh, look at your boots. I love those boots.
Oh, my.
Oh, yes.
Focus.
So, sorry, GDD. Okay, so we're Poodle's going to pick one person from the audience, and I'm going to pick one person from the audience. So, show of hands, who has actually been reality gayed?
Oh, one here in the first? Tell your
yeah,
story.
Yeah, bump up the lights. Let's Carol Burnett this shit.
One here, you guys first.
Well, can I pick mine?
No.
Go, you pick yours first.
We'll go.
That happened this week, actually.
Ooh. Who is this in front of anybody or?
It's
yes!
Starbucks. All right, I think I saw this hand shoot up over here. How did you get reality gayed?
Yes, my favorite story. Yeah. Oh, yes.
The woman behind you just nodded her head.
Gray sweater hoodie here with our stuff on it. Yes.
Jesus doesn't care if you suck a dick. That's why he made him.
Choose one more, and we'll choose.
We got a straight man who got reality gayed.
Yeah, we had a... It's happened a few times, actually. It's happened the other day. I was on actually the west of the show, you know, on the ad, and my kids in the room with me. And, you know, it's about, you know, one time there's something about a speaking dick, and something, you know...
Happens.
Happens. Oh.
Children, I'm very good with children, as you can imagine.
Oh, wow.
All right, we got four here.
All right,
let's
see.
We've got Lube there, and we've got another Lube
auto shop. Yeah, another Lube
job. And we've got Jesus doesn't care if you suck a dick. And we've got kids in the room.
Kids. Okay, so.
Everyone give it up for Lube.
We're going to vote. You got to tell them what we're doing. We're going to vote. So by applause, whoever gets applause is going to win this game.
Who doesn't know how to do that?
Well, they do here.
Applause for Lube.
All right.
Auto mechanic. Jesus doesn't care if he's like a dick. And it's kids in the room. Oh, that's close. Oh,
okay, we're going to do a runoff. I love your tiara.
Focus.
Okay. Oh!
Kids in the room.
Kids in the room.
Jesus doesn't care
if you suck a dick. I think it's kids.
What? It's Jesus.
Okay, it's Jesus. All right. So Jesus.
Fuck it. We'll do both.
You know what? Well, Jesus, you come up here. Kids suck a dick. Y'all. I think y'all can come here. Just don't get close because we don't have a mask on.
So, you will choose one of these. You can go first.
You come stand over by Poodle because he likes straight men.
Oh, yeah. What's your name, sir?
Hi.
Nice to meet you, John. Welcome. So,
hello.
John, you can go first. You will pick one of these from my box.
What's your name?
Be gentle.
Ashley. Ashley and John.
And then, John, you pick one slip from Maddie's box. Mine will be better. All right. and one from mine.
Wait, I thought he's just picking one. No, no, no.
Oh, you're right. You
picked
one from mine.
Boy, you fucked up the game. Boy, doesn't that feel good?
You go
first.
So
you pick that. You pick that one.
Just look around.
Just don't open it yet.
Don't open it yet. I'm terrible at this.
You're really terrible. Just one. Okay. Ashley, please pick one.
This could be done in like 4 seconds.
Oh, bitch, you killed me. It's fine.
Oh, let's stomp on it.
So now we're gonna pick a place. They each have two people we do impressions of, and they're gonna choose a place. Where are we? I say, where are we doing this scene, everybody?
Someone yell. The beach. The beach.
The beach.
The
okay.
beach.
I like the beach. I like the beach. All right.
What are we?
Who did you choose?
What are we doing at the beach? Give me something because it may not get there.
Sandcastle.
I like a sandcastle.
I like a sandcastle.
We are building
on the beach.
A sandcastle at the beach.
All right, David, who'd you choose?
John.
John, sorry.
David.
God. Oh, David. Gary.
God damn, you're terrible
okay.
with names.
Who did you choose for Poodle?
Stephanie. Cool.
So, is it Stephanie Cuckoo?
Cuckoo.
All right, Ashley, who
it's
did you choose?
Perfect for, but you guys.
Oh, you got to choose another one because you chose Gino Jasmine, so you got to get a single. No, is it, what was it? No, you pick it. You won, bitch.
If it's Gino Jasmine again, I'm going to scream.
Mother Debbie and Pee-wee.
Oh, that's two
we
of them,
do
though.
That. We can do that. We'll do all three.
Oh, we'll do all three.
So Mother Debbie and Pee-wee and Stephanie Cuckoo
Stephanie Cuckoo.
Are making a sandcastle.
So you guys have a
Y'all
seat.
Take
thank
your,
you.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You,
go have a
gentlemen.
Seat.
John and Ashley, give it up for them.
Thank you, David.
David.
Thank you, David. God, I'm terrible with names.
You are.
That's why I call people sugar. All right.
All right here.
You gotta, I need to sit for this.
So I'll be, right, I'll at the be beach. Both cuckoo and...
Yeah, you're doing double duty, bitch.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And see.
Well, Pee-wee, we're at the beach, Pee-wee. You got a...
Why's that blonde woman over there keep looking at us, Mom? I don't like
she's
her.
She's fine. Shoot, she's going to... She's just face deep in her wine. You
Mom,
know,
I like
her,
to do things alone. I like to do things alone.
No, it's okay, Pee-wee. We have to... I need to learn to live apart sometimes, Pee-wee. I have to have my own life. I'm
Mom, she's got a dead cat with her. I don't understand why she carried around that dead cat.
Hi. Have you all met Coco? Coco's here. I'm taking him on a tour.
Mom, I don't like this.
Of all the places I wanted to go take Coco to before he had his last lime yogurt.
I don't like this, Mom.
And
I don't
he,
like this.
He, right now I got him stuffed, you see? You all see, he's pretty. You want to go pet
him? No, I don't want to touch him. I don't want to touch him. I don't want to touch him. No. No. No.
I hate this game.
You know, how about you, old lady? I've never seen anything like this in my whole life. I don't know what it is. Also, how old are you? You don't look that, I can't tell your actual age. I'm younger than you are, you old bitch. Wow.
Mom, let's kill her. She called you a bitch. You know you don't like that word.
I'll tell you what. Right now, the state of Michigan is suing me for a lot of things to do in my clinic. So, you know,
Mom,
all
what's a
I
clinic?
Need to know.
What's a clinic, Mom?
I'm dropping my cat so I can have a bottle of water right now. Because I need it. Got to take a little sip of my favorite wine. Whether it be Harris or Daddy Ryan. Coco was always here with me. So maybe we can both. It's kind of like a skull in Hamlet, you know, it's right here. Just the skull.
And see.
And see.
Wow.
I don't know why Coco sat
I don't know.
Right
it's
here
like
on my
he's
boob.
Breastfeeding for you.
Meow.
That's the show.
That's the show,
that's
y'all.
That's the show, everybody.
So.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale?
That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.